broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast for February the 26th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is Hour 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Man, if we got a road to hoe to get that done. We can make America great again, folks, but to do that, we got to make America moral again. I'm telling you right now, if we're going to turn our back on God, we're going to have nothing but trouble, from weather-related disasters right on through to meltdowns and shootings and everything else. When people obey God's laws, though, we have protection and blessings from the almighty author of liberty. Let's keep that very clear in our minds, shall we please? All right, CPAC was last week. Richard Mack was there. Others were there. Scoop Stanton was there. Many people, that we have internal reporters for us and more were there. But this is kind of an interesting tidbit that happened when the Donald was speaking. Ready?
But we have a very crooked media. We had a crooked candidate, too, by the way. But we have a very, very crooked media. I will say this, folks. Everything that's turning out now, it's amazing. That's come full circle. Boy, have they committed a lot of atrocities when you look. Right? How would you look? Have they done things that are wrong?
Donald brings up Hillary Clinton. The crowd wants to lock her up. Donald responds. What do you say to that, Kurt? Amazing, huh?
Well, yeah, the crowd, at least chanting that familiar sound that most of us agree with. And of course, we don't mean lock her up without due process and that kind of thing. But, you know, when you look at least in my opinion, you look at the evidence that we've been able to see and so many of the, things that, so many times they would accuse, the Democrats would accuse the Republicans of doing, they've been found guilty of doing those exact things themselves, right?
Amen to that. Anyway, I bring it up because it's interesting. That's what happened at CPAC. And, Donald didn't even say that he intends to lock her up. He just certainly didn't have the response that he had on the campaign trail. And the sad part is he just basically went, yeah, they're guilty of all kinds of crimes, but he's doing nothing, as far as I can tell, to dig into it, to get to the bottom of it, Kurt. That's the problem that I'm having. Different response this time, now that he's, quote, been in office for a year. And now he's literally the guy pushing for gun control, Kurt.
Well, you're right, and I'm certain that wasn't a big I don't think he mentioned gun control, his ideas of increasing the age and that kind of thing there at CPAC, because he knows that would have been very,
That wouldn't have gone over too well, for sure. Yeah. All right, I want to talk about Twitter a little bit, Kurt, and Facebook, and Russia for a minute, okay? I think this discussion is absolutely critical to lay out, because I think Americans are absolutely confused and deceived by the dishonest thugocracy fake news media folks. And I got to straighten this out, Kurt. Okay, I know I sometimes feel like I'm a one-man think tank, but I'm telling you right now, how come no one else is catching the people up on this critical issue? So I don't know if you know, but Twitter's phrase for marketing used to be, what are you doing? And so Twitter would say, what are you doing? And then you'd put it in this 140-character little box. What's going on in your life? So Kurt might say, I'm going to CPAC, or Sam might say the radio show's about to start, and celebrities took over Twitter to say, what are they doing? Well, then Twitter realized that it was the incredible 140-character-at-a-time news service, because people could get to Twitter with just a text. It wasn't video. It wasn't complicated. You didn't have to have all kinds of broadcasting capabilities. You could just zap out from anywhere almost, even if you didn't have a very good connection. What are you doing? What's going on? Well, they changed it. They dropped, what are you doing, to now they ask, what's happening? That's fine. I'm okay with that, all right? I agree, and I think it's an incredible service. There's a lot of people on Twitter, including me. I tweet out things very rarely, but on occasion. And Donald Trump uses Twitter to circumvent the mainstream press. And that's all great. And that was wonderful. Until Twitter decided they were going to become the thought police and started shutting down all kinds of people on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so people went to other services instead of Twitter to get their word out. You know, places that might actually support free speech and such like that. So while Twitter and Facebook, these new media groups that have literally been given a special privilege to control the internet, they literally, ladies and gentlemen, have become so dishonest. They run around and say the new media is fake news, like me and other talk show hosts. But it turns out that they were primarily co-opted by the Russians. Okay, so they say in the headline for the mainstream press, the Russians exploited Facebook and Twitter while messing with the United States. All right, then they say for Russia linked Twitter accounts and bots linked to Russian propaganda campaigns. They say last week's horrific school shooting in Florida is just another opportunity for the Russians to use Facebook and Twitter to sow division in America, these researchers say. Within an hour of the shooting, they claim hundreds of Twitter accounts with suspected Russian ties are sending out tweets like #NRA and #gun control. No. And anyway, they say that these bots push content on both sides of the issue. The New York Times reports they're sowing division. This is horrible. Experts are saying this is pretty typical of the Russians to hop on breaking news like this, says Jonathan Morgan. He's of New Knowledge. That's a firm that tries to track, quote, disinformation campaigns. The bots, they say, these, you know, robots for the Russians using Facebook and Twitter, they focus on anything that is divisive for Americans almost systematically. And after a couple of days, some of the bots at first switch to, or they first say, you know, #gun control or whatever. And then they switch to the, quote, #false flag hashtag, pushing theories that the government Florida shooting, I'm sorry, the school shooting, because it's at a government school, right? The school shooting in Florida was a government conspiracy. Analysts say that along with race relations as a division card, gun control is a favorite target of the Russian disinformation campaigns as well. Not to mention election tampering, even though there's no election fraud, they claim. Seeking to spread confusion and anger, this guy by the name of Brett Schaefer, he's a research analyst with the, quote, Alliance for Securing Democracy. Now, just for this ignorant guy's fake news reality, his whole organization is based on something in America we reject. That is democracy. We have a republic, my friend. If you don't believe me, try and pledge allegiance to your own flag for a second, and you'll get a clue. I don't know why on earth you would be with this group, the Alliance for Securing Democracy. We reject democracy. The founding fathers rejected a democracy, you ignorant idiot. What's wrong with you? Anyway, they tell Wiretap similar spikes in activity by the Russians were seen after the mass shootings in Las Vegas and Texas as well. I don't think the Kremlin cares one way or another whether we have stricter gun control laws or not. He says it's just being used as fake news to divide. Most of the time they target right-wing audiences, he goes on. And he believes the number of, quote, gun control no hashtags are being used sarcastically. Anyway, they go on and on and on with this. Then the next headline says Robert Mueller indicts 13 Russian nationals involved in election interference called the, this thing is dubbed the Translator Project, okay? The Translator Project. And it goes on and on. They say Russian media trolls indicted for tampering with 2016 U.S. elections, even though we are told there's no election fraud. The Russians like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Most, they then go on. They go on and on. But then the mainstream press just carries the ball for this fake news, dishonest agenda. All right? Now, the only one to speak out against this, besides Liberty Roundtable Live, is WND that I've seen. A few people are speaking out, but not many. The headline says this. Ex-prosecutor Mueller indictments threaten Americans' speech, writes WorldNet Daily. Boy, is that spot on. They say the Russian nationals began conspiring as early as 2014 to interfere with the United States political and electoral processes. Rod Rosenstein said there was no collusion between Donald and the Russians. Now they say Facebook is going to soon rely on the post office to prevent election interference. Our democracy's under attack, lies this Jed Johnson guy. Okay, so we talk about all this. Now that's the propaganda being explained or discussed or focused on. And here's why I need to set the American mind off of this fake news propaganda, dishonest, deliberate agenda manipulation, Kurt. Okay, this is absolutely psychotic. Now, let me ask you a question. Is Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, these media services that are being manipulated by the Russians, are they only United States media services, Kurt? Is there a, quote, electronic fence around these services that make them only accessible in America by, for, and be Americans?
No.
So are these worldwide services?
Yes.
And let me ask you a question. Does an American have a greater right to use the service than, say, a Russian?
Not that I think.
All right, let's break this down and talk about it, because I have some serious, serious, hardcore questions to ask these dishonest fake news media thugs peddling propaganda, and Donald and others are falling for it even, folks. Don't let it happen to you. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's K-O-S-C-H-E-R-T-I-F-I-E-D.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So the United States Russian propaganda campaign is out of control and needs to be stopped. Mueller indicts 13 Russian nationals involved in election interference, they claim via Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'm telling you right now that it's fake news that Russians exploited Facebook and Twitter while messing with the United States and all these things. Okay, this is a big sham. Let me explain why really quick. Let me just lay it out. Number one, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram are worldwide services. And Facebook is really trying to get almost everybody in the world on Facebook. Twitter drops the phrase, quote, what are you doing? They ask the Russians, what are you doing? Just as much as they ask Americans. Now they're asking, what's happening? to everybody in the world, Kurt, and they want everybody to get an account, sign up, then they want to turn this into a huge ad campaign where they can raise tons of money for their companies. But here's the problem that I have with this. Let's say that Sam Bushman gets on there and says Hillary Clinton's a thug, and she's for gun control. Reject Hillary for the election, and reject gun control. It's dishonest, and stand for, you know, all lives matter, and whatever I, you know, controversial topics I write. Now, let's say that Vladimir Putin gets on there, Kurt, the chief Russian that we all know, and he says the same thing I say. Kurt, is one election tampering and the other one legitimate? Or is one more important to know what I'm doing versus Vladimir Putin? Or when you ask what's happening, is my view of what's happening more important or less election tampering than, say, the Russian guy? All right. When they say they exploited Facebook and Twitter, can I comment on the Russian elections and say, you know what? I don't think we ought to elect Vladimir Putin. I think he's a thug from the KGB days, and we ought to elect this freedom-loving guy in Russia. Or what if I write something like, I believe Russian, the Russians are doing more for the protection of Christianity than the Americans are, or whatever I write and they write. How do you call this election tampering, Kurt? Now they would say, well, Sam, because you put a robot in place. And my response is, if I am smart enough to write robots that can carry out my will and tell the tale as I do, in other words, instead of Sam writing this, I make 50,000 bots do it for me. Are they fake accounts, or are they just my accounts turned into a robot? So you can have robots for sex. That's all good, they claim, instead of a real spouse. But yet I cannot have a robot expand on my views on my behalf, right? So at some point, Kurt, this is dishonest, and Americans need to see through these lies. How is this election tampering? How is this dishonest? Why would they be indicted by Robert Mueller? I'm going to tell you why in just a minute, though. But the Russian media, quote, trolls, indicted for tampering with 2016 U.S. election. Can the Russians have their opinion on our elections? Of course they like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, where they can set up robots and they can literally log in their displeasure or pleasure or whatever the case may be. Right? But it threatens American speech. It threatens First Amendment free speech around the world. Now, do I have a greater right to free speech than the Russians, Kurt? What is going on around here? This is absolutely a dishonest, thugocracy, fake news media. And Donald and some of the mainstream Republicans are falling for this lie. Okay? They say Facebook will rely on the post office to prevent election interference. All I'm telling you is they're starting to realize that, hey, they don't like the way this goes down. Now, what if Hillary Clinton's great friend in Russia that they worked out the uranium deal attacks Donald on Facebook? Is that criminal activity? What if Hillary does it, not her Russian friend counterpart that worked on the uranium scandal? What is there a difference between those two tweets, Kurt, in terms of what they should be allowed to say or not say, or make a robot say on their behalf, or what's going on here? This is absolutely amazing that people are falling for these lies, Kurt.
Well, I couldn't agree anymore, Sam. I mean, I think you got it right on the nose, and that's the key thing to remember is, you know, these things, well, this thing called the internet, it doesn't just stop at our borders. You know, it's, well, pretty much everywhere, and anybody anywhere can access it, right?
Yes, but I don't understand why the Russians, they can't have their opinions on our elections or their opinions right on politics and things in America. Well, they can, and I can have my opinion on theirs, and I can have my opinion. I can say, hey, the leader in North Korea is a thug. I should be able to say that on Twitter and have my view. What if the North Koreans said, hey, Sam, you're tampering in our dictatorship or whatever the case may be, and we're going to arrest you or we're going to whatever. Now, this Jeb Johnson, this guy's the former head of the Department of, quote, Homeland Security, an unconstitutional agency, is all get out, by the way. Can I say that on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram? Anyway, he said, hey, our democracy's under attack. Doesn't this idiot child know that we don't have a democracy, Kurt? This guy's elected to, he's sworn in his election to uphold the U.S. Constitution. It says nothing about a democracy, Kurt. We don't have a democracy in America. In fact, our founding fathers warned us against democracies. They're too controlled by the people. They're too subject to the whims of the masses, of what do you want to call it, emotions and such. The reason we have a republic is because it's replete with these checks and balances that prevent such emotional get-carried-away mobocracies. A democracy and a mobocracy are just like one very, very fine line from another. And so this is the problem. You've got Homeland Security folks running around going, our democracy is under threat by the Russians. How deceived are these people? Or are they intentionally doing it to sow their own discord, Kurt?
Yeah, the whole democracy thing, we hear that all the time, and they like to push it. And at least in my opinion, that's part of the whole... You remember when they did that with the, kind of connected to the Thomas Jefferson letter that he said, where they said there's a separation of church and state in the Constitution, and it was never in there, and yet if they said it enough times, what happened was people started to believe it, you know? And that's the same way on that whole democracy thing, when it's said over and over, some people literally believe, well, the lie.
Now, I'm convinced that this whole Russian scandal is designed to take the pressure off of the Democrats and off of Hillary Clintonites and crew and prevent them from going to jail. And so they create this huge subterfuge about Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the new media, and this idea that our democracy is under attack and somehow the Russians tampered with our elections. And I'm going to give you proof. The watchdog group known as Judicial
Watch. They blame
it
on somebody else, and that's the way it takes the heat off of them.
That's right. So Judicial Watch is one of the groups exposing this big time, Kurt. The watchdog Judicial Watch has been working overtime to expose the corruption at the highest levels of government, Kurt. Mm-hmm. And they have now obtained thousands of emails through FOIA, or the Freedom of Information Act, and they have exposed the pay-to-play schemes at the Clinton Foundation. Now they have their sights set on Robert Mueller and his team, and what they are finding should disturb every American. As FBI Director Robert Mueller worked with Islamic groups, radical Islamic groups like the Council on American-Islamic Relations and the Islamic Society of North America, and their goal was to implement, quote, politically correct policies and anti-terror training materials. Mueller literally went in on behalf of these rogue, radical Islamic organizations, and Mueller literally purged all information deemed offensive to Muslims in American military training manuals. I kid you not. This is serious. Political correctness, ladies and gentlemen, came before national security, Judicial Watch is now reporting. As FBI Director, Robert Mueller bent over backwards to please radical Islamic groups and cave to their demands. And the records have been obtained as part of Judicial Watch's lawsuit. They show that Mueller, as FBI chief, met with these terrorist organizations on February the 8th, 2012. In other words, how long ago, Kurt? 6 years ago.
That's correct.
Anyway, the bottom line is they say here are the reasons for getting rid of some of these terrorist documents. I mean, they're highly inflammatory. Bottom line is Mueller's actions have had a widespread effect because local law enforcement agencies unfortunately follow FBI's lead. And Judicial Watch argues that these past decisions and associations make Mueller a very strange choice to lead the, quote, Russian probe. So he can be in bed with the Islamic organizations, literally change FBI manuals, putting this politically correct, right, coming before national security on the altar, and then he's going to say that the Russians on Facebook, when answering the question by Twitter, what are you doing or what's going on, that they messed with the elections, ignoring Robert Mueller, Hillary Clinton, and others who were involved in the uranium deal, right on through to election fraud, right on through to literally partnering with terrorist organizations. It gets worse. I'll break it down for you in seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an epic fake news scandal. We're exposing it on Liberty Roundtable live, baby.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So not only is Robert Mueller and Hillary Clinton in bed with the Islamists and these radical terrorist groups, Barack Obama's tied to the Muslim Brotherhood, ladies and gentlemen. Go research it. You'll find out. It's absolutely insanity, but it gets worse, Kurt. Turns out that three Democratic congressmen, including the vice chair of the Democratic National Committee, or the DNC, if you will, attended a, quote, private dinner with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and the Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan. So let me get this right. The Russians can't even sit in their own country and tweet out a little idea of theirs on our elections or their opinion on gun control or whatever else, or their election tampering and committing fraud in America, literally taking advantage of our systems, right? They proved no collusion with Donald Trump and Russia. That's been a big lie that's been exposed, and we know it, all right? But now Robert Mueller, Hillary Clinton, and others are literally going after this Russian lie. I don't deny that the Russians are trying to influence opinion using Twitter and Facebook and whatever media channels they have. They have Russia Today and many other organizations, Sputnik News and all this other stuff. They certainly want to influence people with their news. Don't get me wrong. But to act like that's criminal behavior is where the line is crossed. The truth is, Keith Ellison, a United States congressman, attended multiple meetings with Louis Farrakhan while he was in Congress, Kurt. And it turns out that three Democratic congressmen literally, including the vice chair of the Democratic National Committee, literally meeting with these criminals. With Louis Farrakhan. You want to know their names, Kurt? All right. This is interesting. Democratic reps Keith Ellison of Minnesota, Andre Carson of Indiana, and Gregory Meeks of New York. In 2013, Kurt, they attended the, quote, private dinner, which only became public on Friday. Now, how does that happen? Okay, they run around and say that I'm involved in hate mongering because I believe that black people are being dishonestly manipulated by our government. The abortion mills are killing more blacks than anybody else. I come to the defense of the black people and say we all ought to be Americans and be treated as such and treat people kindly. And we ought to, you know, focus on the content of one's character. And then they run around and tell you that I'm racist, that the Russians are tampering in the election, and that Hillary Clinton is just fine. And that these Democratic congressmen and senators are just fine. In fact, they're holier than thou. But it turns out Robert Mueller, Hillary Clinton, Keith Ellison, and these other congressmen, they're all in bed with the Islamic terrorists, Kurt, including Louis Farrakhan. They now say Democrats' Farrakhan problem just became a, quote, campaign issue. Well, I hope that's true, but I don't have a lot of confidence. Now, it's a long story, but Farrakhan blames the Jews in the media for forcing Ellison to distance himself from the hate leader. Andre Carson, they're all hanging out. He says, I personally know Farrakhan. I've been in his home. Do you want to respond to this now, Kurt? But yet nothing is happening for accountability. Donald's running around getting in a fight with goopy people and enacting gun control now. While this is going on, where's Donald to expose these crimes and this criminal activity that Judicial Watch and many others are starting to expose, Kurt? You think Donald can't get a hold of this news?
No, I think he can. But as we've talked about in the past, so many times what you have, Sam, is you have such a huge amount of these, problems, infractions, law-breaking, just right and left and all these different places that you almost have, judicial seizure, where you just can't really figure out which one to do first. The one thing that it seems like when you look at the WorldNet Daily headlines about how President Trump's going forward with, you know, nearly 200 different things that he's done, that he tries in some ways to stay on task. He does respond to many of these, you know, out of control kind of things, but if he'll work and focus and have good people around him, you know, like Rand Paul, Mike Lee, you know, that kind of thing, then you could continue to chip away at these different things. But man, the swamp creatures are, well,
and I agree, Kurt, but we're a tiny radio network. I mean, we literally have hardly any money. We don't even have enough as much money as it takes for one employee at a company that's mid-level employee or senior management employee. We don't even spend that much on our whole news service, on our whole radio talk show network. I mean, we spend literally pennies. It's the Widow's Mite radio network, without a doubt. And, Kurt, think how much of this information we dig up. And then Donald's really running around taking away our guns. Okay, the CPAC folks want to lock up Hillary. All right, we're literally promoting this fake news Russian story. Can't the Russians tweet what they believe, Kurt, whenever they want to? Or is there somehow a free speech barrier for the Russians? There's certainly not a free speech barrier for the Islamists, the radical Islam terrorist folks. They actually have more access to congressmen than I have, Kurt. And to the former President Barack Obama. The Muslim Brotherhood has access to Barack. I don't. All right? They run around and attack Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Now, they say our democracy is under attack when we don't even have a democracy. I mean, the watchdog group, Judicial Watch, is doing a great job here. But, you know, have you seen the news? As FBI Director Robert Mueller worked with radical Islam groups like the Council on American-Islamic Relations and the Islamic Society of North America. And their goal was to implement politically correct policies and training materials for the military and such. Mueller purged all information deemed offensive to Muslims from all these training manuals. Political correctness came before national security. All right, Keith Ellison and some of these other congressmen literally attended multiple meetings with Louis Farrakhan. The Democrats' Farrakhan problem just became a campaign issue. Now, would that be election tampering if the congressmen that are running for the next election cycle are literally hanging out with Islamists and Louis Farrakhan? Would Louis Farrakhan be tampering with the elections? I mean, at what point? This is insanity. And the American people are just absolutely clueless of all this stuff going on, Kurt. And there's no accountability. And now Donald's running around trying to take guns away from me and you. While there's zero accountability for all these people. It is amazing to see, Kurt, and I wanted to expose it first. But I just don't understand how Twitter does not apply to the free speech rights of the Russians, Kurt. Do the Russians have less of free speech than we do, Kurt? Is the First Amendment just something codified for Americans living under the Constitution? Or do we believe that all men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with unalienable rights that come from God, such as free speech, documented in the First Amendment being one of them? What do we really believe here, ladies and gentlemen? And how can you fall for the lies of the mainstream thugs on this one? It is amazing. And so I believe that this whole Russian agenda thing is really designed to threaten the mainstream media and the big media sources like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and CNN and Fox and all of them to say, you better shut up on this Robert Mueller thing. You better shut up on this Louis Farrakhan thing. You better shut up on Barack Hussein Obama's ties to investigating Donald Trump. You better shut up on this idea that Donald Trump is innocent of these charges and that Barack Obama is tied to the Muslim Brotherhood. And many of these congressmen are literally tied directly to Louis Farrakhan and some of these terrorist organizations flat out promoting Islamic jihad around the world. And this Russian tie between Hillary Clinton and the uranium deal with the Russians. I believe this whole big push, including the gun control agenda and everything else, is designed to take the heat off the Democrats. They have an election problem when it comes to Louis Farrakhan as a campaign issue. But it's only true if the American people know the truth. If the mainstream press gets in bed with the Democrats to create this boogeyman scenario and literally violates free speech rights in the process for the Russians and for we the American people, because they're shutting down my views on YouTube, Kurt. They're shutting down my views. If I write an article, it doesn't get promoted in Google. It gets shut down in Google. So they're literally using the mainstream press in bed with this absolute gatekeeping, dishonest scenario to prevent accountability and to prevent the American people from getting angry and demanding change, demanding we drain the swamp, demanding a difference. I believe these are tied together, and I believe that this is a fiasco that Donald has fallen for. The swamp has got Donald. He's neck deep in it, folks. Maybe he doesn't intend to be. I don't know that. I can't determine that. But now he's pushing to take away guns from the good guys.
So what you're really saying, Sam, is
trying to take away guns from the good guys.
He who owns the media makes the rules.
Amen to that. More commentary from Kurt in seconds on your radio.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Every day I wake up, it's almost like a battle. It's like, well, you know, I could do this today. I could go get drunk.
I don't like beer. I'm an alcoholic because I can't, you know, stop drinking because it alters my mind, but I don't like alcohol.
And I had to keep telling myself that, you know, this is okay. Everybody does this. My whole life was just a big lie.
I can't control if I do take that drink because I'm an addict and I can't.
I admit it's messed me up.
I don't have a very good memory. I have a hard time remembering things when I learn them.
I can't concentrate on one thing for more than 5 or 10 minutes. You have fun until you hit rock bottom and it's not fun anymore.
I remember sitting in assemblies about drugs and I thought, that's never going to happen to me. I'm never going to be like those kids. But here I am.
The choices that you make are choices you're going to have to live with.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So I want to know why we think that the Russians or other peoples of the world have less rights to Facebook and Twitter and Instagram than we do, Kurt. What on earth is going on around here? I don't even get it. Now, by the way, if I'm not right on this, then what Instagram and Twitter and Facebook need to do is right when you log on, if you're not from the United States, they need to create a, quote, geofence around the United States and say, hey, if you're accessing it from outside, then this free speech tool is not available to you. But the problem is we're dishonest in this, Kurt, and it's all a big cover-up for the Democrats and the inside Republicans. This is not an attack on the Democrats, although Democrats are caught with their hand in the cookie jar more than Republicans right now. But I believe it's the swamp monsters in general. But why do we believe when the mainstream press is peddling fake news, saying that Russians exploited Facebook and Twitter while messing with the United States, why do we think the Russians have less rights to new media for free speech than we do, Kurt? I don't understand it.
It's all for show, Sam. It's just to, keep people looking in the wrong places. It's almost like that old song that said, looking for love in all the wrong places. You know, you basically keep them busy with these little things when the real solutions that we ought to be working on, that if you keep them busy over here, then they never get to those real solutions. That's what
it's just amazing to me, though.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. And you can think through this. Here's what baffles me. The American people are just completely ignorant. It takes you 5 seconds to go, wait a minute. Let's say there's a guy named Adolf in Russia, mm-hmm. or whatever his name is, Chesnev, yeah. whatever, Stefan, I don't know. Can he write what he wants to on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or not? Can he create a robot to do it on his behalf? If he creates a robot that watches for keywords and then responds whenever gun control comes up, he's like, gun control, no. I'm against gun control. Can he do that? Can I do that? What if I literally say, hey, I believe that Hillary Clinton is in bed with the Russians over this uranium deal. Can I write that? Can the Russian guy write that? I'm telling you right now, it's fake news to say the Russians exploited anything. What if the Russians come out blatantly and say, I want Donald Trump to win the American election? Or what if they say, I stand against the United States contemplating gun control? Why do we think the Russians have less of a right to free speech via the new media than Americans do? I want to know that. How come no? Have you heard a single person blatantly take this on like I am, Kurt? A single person anywhere?
No, not that I can remember.
I don't get it. I really don't get it. They even go so far as to say the Russians like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter the most. What, is YouTube mad? And what's the big deal? Who cares what they like the most? They like whichever one they can get their word out the most with. Kurt, isn't that what you want and I want? We want to use whatever platform can get our word out the most. Are they guilty of something for that?
guilty.
I mean, it's amazing.
I don't see it, you know.
Now, Facebook will soon rely on the post office to stop election fraud. But I thought they said election fraud wasn't happening, Kurt.
Yeah, there was.
It only happens when it's the Russians. Now, what about the big PACs that have money from inside and outside the United States all tied to Hillary Clinton? They spent billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Do those guys have the right to free speech? What about the United States via the CIA and the FBI and Robert Mueller and everybody else literally cohorting with the Islamist terrorist groups? It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I appreciate Judicial Watch working overtime to get a handle on this. But FBI Director Mueller worked with radical Islam groups. All right, political correctness came before national security. Is that a problem? Or are the Russians a worse problem? Who are you worried about, Russian Joe Blow on Twitter? Or Keith Ellison sitting down with Louis Farrakhan on multiple occasions as a congressman? I bet the people in Keith Ellison's district, you know, I bet they're not happy that they can't meet with their congressman because he's too busy meeting with Louis Farrakhan. Right? Good. What do you say to this? All right, there's good news at least. Rick Santorum is speaking out, Kurt, just like Jesse Lee Peterson, Sam Bushman, and others.
Huh.
Rick Santorum blames absent dads and broken homes for mass shooters.
Oh, boy, he's not going to be too... I bet he won't get invited on CNN for that.
Yeah, he probably won't even go, be able to go to CPAC now either, huh? All I'm telling you is Rick Santorum blames absent dads and broken homes for these mass shooters, and I think he's spot on. Now, by the way, I don't know if you know, but it turns out four cops stood down while 17 kids got slaughtered. Now, they run around and claim I'm a conspiracy theorist, Kurt?
Good point.
Now, the next question is, were medical personnel told to stand down? There's witnesses of that now, Kurt.
Sure wouldn't surprise me, Sam. It's sad to say. I wish that, you know, if I was asked something like, well, if your government says it's a certain way, it just is. I wish I could just say, hey, yeah, that's the way it is. But doggone, Sam, they've got kind of egg on their face over and over and over, don't they?
Well, it depends on how you define egg on their face. If you want to know the truth, yes.
Good point.
But what if I just spin it in the media that it's no problem at all, that it's the Russians?
Yeah. Our one buddy, Kevin, writes in about the solution to the school shootings. He says no amount of money will fix this problem. You know, he's got a few more words. He says, with the most current shooting in the Florida high school, we once again find ourselves debating guns and how to secure our children while attending school. Like always, the debate is turned to how to fix the problem. If we are to fix this problem, we must use history as a means to measure what works and what is an utter failure. Yeah. And he says,
boy,
here's
is he
what
spot
we know.
On, Kurt. Obviously, yeah. That's why he's a listener of Liberty Roundtable Live. We've got some of the best knowledgeable listeners on the planet, folks.
Good point. Yeah. And, you know, he's very detailed. I'll give you some of the headlines of his. No amount of government or gun-free zones will save lives. Yes, Nicholas Cruz is alive and well. He says, legislating our way out of the problem with gun control is not the solution.
I believe that Cruz is alive. I don't know how well he is, though. The government has literally CIA and the FBI literally keeping that guy on medication for a long time, I'm guessing. And so I don't know how well he is, but I get your point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, all I'm telling you is what a tragedy. Were medical personnel told to stand down, Kurt? This stand down stuff worries me the most on this shooting. It makes me believe it is a false flag operation. Now, I bring that up and they just jumped the conspiracy nut, whacked out crazy. But what on earth? There's multiple cases where people are told to stand down, Kurt. There's cases where people say there's multiple shooters, and those people who claim there's multiple shooters, literally eyewitnesses, people who were there, say there was multiple shooters, and the videos are being taken down from YouTube now that claim that, Kurt. As if they don't have a right to their own free speech and their own thoughts. See, this is what I mean. We're going to act like the Russians are the enemy here. Mm-hmm. What about the free speech of the lady, the girl that was in the school that said, hey, I saw the guy and talked to him, and I'm convinced there was more than one shooter. A very credible, detailed witness. She says, I was talking to the guy that was supposedly the shooter while the other shooting was going on the other side of the building. I know there was another shooter. And they literally take down her video and literally shut her down, Kurt. And then we're going, oh, man, the Russians shouldn't be able to write on Facebook, by golly. They might actually affect the elections. And then Donald runs around to take our guns. I'm convinced this is orchestrated and Donald's in the mix, Kurt. How can we believe otherwise? Donald could take on all these issues and go, wait a minute. We've got literally congressmen and the, what was Hillary's previous job?
Secretary of State.
We got the previous Secretary of State member along with leaders of Congress literally hanging out with the Russians and Louis Farrakhan. Mm-hmm. And then we literally have videos being taken down by Google, and now Google and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, they're all literally shutting down the Russians. But what they're really doing is shutting down you and me, Kurt, too. And this girl that says there's multiple shooters and people that are reporting on Hillary Clinton and crew. Anybody who reports on the swamp gets shut down as a conspiracy nut, or they don't have credibility, or they're inciting violence, or they're promoting white supremacy views to the point where they just literally shut it down. It's all happening on Donald's watch. While Donald runs around and yells fake news, fake news, fake news everywhere, he's not doing anything to stop the fake news, folks. He's literally letting everything happen under his watch to shut down the real newsmakers and to allow the fake news folks to take control under the guise of stopping fake news. That's where Donald sits in this mix. And I challenge anybody to defy my point. I openly challenge anyone to defy my point. You don't want to know what Donald's latest big issue is, Kurt, while you and I battle the Islamist thugs? Trump says, quote, the wall gets 10 feet higher every time I hear doubt. You ready, Kurt? Donald Trump, I doubt you're going to build the wall. Donald Trump, I doubt you're going to build the wall. Donald Trump, I doubt you're going to build the wall. Do you realize the wall just got 30 feet higher over a 2,000-foot span, Kurt?
That's big.
Unless he's just involved in fake news and nothing but rhetoric. Now you'd say, Sam, that's extreme for you to make that point. Yeah, it's extreme to say the wall gets 10 feet higher every time I hear doubt. That's extreme fake news. That can't be true. No one in their right mind could afford that. All you got to have to do is 1,000 liberals, spew doubt to where the Donald hears it. Now it's going to be 1,000 times 10 feet, 10,000 feet taller. I mean, come on, it's like crazy. Okay, and this is the stuff that Donald's just so busy in his fake world of manipulation, running around yelling fake news as he goes to his favorite news establishments like CNN and elsewhere to tell his tale, while you and I struggle and get shut down by Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and Google and Instagram and all these organizations, and then they shut us down because they don't like what we have to say, including the lady that says there's multiple shooters in Florida. And including the people that are reporting that literally Keith Ellison and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have ties to the Russians and to Islamic terror via Louis Farrakhan and via the Muslim Brotherhood, Kurt. Now, Rick Santorum tries to say, hey, I believe that the broken homes and fathers are the problem here with these shootings. Hey, you think they're going to let Rick have his explanation detailed?
I don't think so.
I don't see it at all. So I hate to tell you, but Donald's in the thick of it. Whether it's intentional or by ignorance, I don't know. But I'd sure like to sit down with Donald, but I can't. You want to know why? He's too busy meeting with the George Soros-backed students that want gun control to where he can't meet with me, ladies and gentlemen, to educate him on the fake news that's all around. But he'll meet with the children and promote gun control and then run around and say fake news everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, the dichotomy is too poignant to ignore. I will expose the truth. I will stand on God, family, and country and the protection of life, liberty, and property every time. And I'm telling you right now, we're all being snookered. And it's time to take a page out of the playbook of truth to tell the tale of liberty and stand on what matters. We better build our own institutions, ladies and gentlemen, or they're going to cook our goose and we won't get a word out at all as it currently stands. Under the guise of yelling fake news, they'll take away all of our ability to tell the tale of truth and freedom. You need to support the Widow's Might Radio Network, LibertyRoundTable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. We declare this nation shall endure.